The New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 254. Welcome. So good to see you. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. We're going to read Proverbs 21 today, and this week we're reading the God's Word translation. Let's begin. Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is like streams of water. Both are under the Lord's control. He turns them in any direction he chooses. A person thinks everything he does is right, but the Lord weighs hearts. Doing what is right and fair is more acceptable to the Lord than offering a sacrifice. A conceited look and an arrogant attitude, which are the lamps of wicked people, are sins. The plans of a hard-working person lead to prosperity, but everyone who is always in a hurry ends up in poverty. Those who gather wealth by lying are wasting time. They are looking for death. The violence of wicked people will drag them away since they refuse to do what is just. The way of a guilty person is crooked, but the behavior of those who are pure is moral. Better to live on a corner of a roof than to share a home with a quarreling woman. The mind of a wicked person desires evil and has no consideration for his neighbor. When a mocker is punished, a gullible person becomes wise. And when a wise person is instructed, he gains knowledge. A righteous person wisely considers the house of a wicked person. He throws wicked people into disasters. Whoever shuts his ear to the cry of the poor will call and not be answered. A gift given in secret calms anger, and a secret bribe calms great fury. When justice is done, a righteous person is delighted, but troublemakers are terrified. A person who wanders from the way of wise behavior will rest in the assembly of the dead. Whoever loves pleasure will become poor. Whoever loves wine and expensive food will not become rich. Wicked people become a ransom for righteous people, and treacherous people will take the place of decent people. Better to live in a desert than with a quarreling and angry woman. Costly treasure and wealth are in the home of a wise person, but a fool devours them. Whoever pursues righteousness and mercy will find life, righteousness, and honor. A wise man attacks a city of warriors and pulls down the strong defenses in which they trust. Whoever guards his mouth and his tongue keeps himself out of trouble. An arrogant, conceited person is called a mocker. His arrogance knows no limits. The desire of a lazy person will kill him because his hands refuse to work. All day long he feels greedy, but a righteous person gives and does not hold back. The sacrifice of wicked people is disgusting, especially if they bring it with evil intent. A lying witness will die, but a person who listens to advice will continue to speak. A wicked person puts up a bold front, but a decent person's way of life is his own security. No wisdom, no understanding, and no advice can stand up against the Lord. The horse is made ready for the day of battle, but the victory belongs to the Lord. May God bless the reading of His Word. Well, in case you can't tell, I'm working with a less than healthy voice today. So if you don't mind, I'm going to keep my comments very brief today. I'm sure you noticed Solomon's comments about living with a disagreeable woman. In some circles, this is fodder for the fallacy that the Bible is anti-woman. I disagree, and here's why. The book is written by a man who was a king with not only great wisdom and great wealth, but a large amount of concubines. I'm sure that he was well acquainted with what it was like to live with easy-to-get-along-with women and some who were not so much. The purpose of this book, Proverbs, is what? To impart wisdom. Why? Because with wisdom comes many things, one of which is peace. Solomon was writing from a man's perspective, so he talked about marital peace from that vantage point. He therefore mentions living with a quarrelsome woman, and the disruption of peace that causes. One could just say, better to live on a corner of a roof than to share a home with a quarreling mate. This scripture doesn't give men the right to be quarrelsome, and it doesn't denigrate women. How do I know the Bible is not anti-woman? There are many places in the Bible that talk well about women, but how about this one? In Ephesians 5:25, Paul said, "Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave his life for it." The way Christ loved the church is the epitome of love. Husbands are to put the welfare of their wives above their own. No, the Bible is not anti-woman. Comments? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com. Look for episode 254. Or tweet me at @SteveWeb_ and hashtag your comment, LifespringMedia. I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.